We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Be careful on the roads, everybody.
Be careful out there, Freeman.
You want to give a weather report or no?
Yeah, it's snowing outside. Moving out of our area, it's all moving north. But another big snowstorm coming up this week. What? You asked me to give a weather report.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
That's what it is. It's all moving north, and weather is coming up again this weekend.
Yeah, what do we know about that? Are we getting 8 to 12 or something?
Well, I don't know. I'm not Tom Woxie. You ask Woxie. He's my guy.
Mm.
I watched Woxie last night, and he just said, if you don't have to get out of your house today, don't leave. He said the bulk of the storm was happening overnight. That certainly seems to be the case.
I'm not sure who my guy is. I love Woxie. Mark Baden's good.
You know,
I'm a big Drew Burgoyne fan. Drew gets me ready.
I like Drew.
Niznanski's great, too, at Channel 4. He's my guy.
But here's the thing. Is Woxie, when he was in the town, I saw Woxie's first night on TV on Fox 6. It was a Sunday night. He was giving out his Twitter account. He was doing this. He was talking about, I'll be here at the station all night long, after the 10 o'clock news, updating you. And Woxie, he could tell. He lives and breathes this stuff. I love him.
See, Brian Niznanski over at Channel 4, when my wife lived in Wausau, he did weather in Wausau, and then she moved to Green Bay, and he moved to Green Bay, and then we moved to Milwaukee, and then he moved to Milwaukee. So I feel like I've been watching the Niz for 10 years.
Oh, is that the Niz?
The Niz.
The Niz.
He's awesome! Right.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their own weather guy. You know, I mean, Woxie.
But you know how much I love Drew Burgoyne. He gets me ready.
Well, Burgoyne is a weather guy who, he's like Ted Perry. He's a weather guy that would love to be doing sports.
Oh, sure.
He's on the Bill Michaels huddle.
Well, I think the Niz is the same way.
Okay, I don't know that. I don't know. Woxie, he was at our golf outing the first year he was here. And then he had a baby, and I think he's got mom duties in the morning.
Well, here's what happened to start the 8 o'clock hour as you continue to travel on these roads. Be safe, of course. Is I said, sports radio trick right now. All we have to do is say Chris Middleton, and everybody will get mad. I didn't realize that I would be the one that got the most mad when I said that an hour ago, because I think what's happening is I do think that Chris Middleton is going to get offers from other teams, and it's going to be big offers, and the Bucks are going to have to pay him a lot of money to stay, and I think that he's a good player. And while, sure, I'd rather give $30 million to Kyrie Irving or $30 million to Kawhi Leonard, they're not coming here, and so you're going to have to pay $30 million to Chris Middleton. And if the Bucks are truly as great as they're trying to tell you they are from the front office, they'll figure it out. They'll figure out how to keep everybody together. It's up to them to figure it out. It's their money. I'm not going to argue against the Lazarys and Edens going into the luxury tax. If they want to do it, do it. It's your team. It ain't my money. You do what you got to do. Just continue to give me a winner and charge $30 for kids to go high-five players at halftime.
Sure.
Keep it up.
Just
keep winning.
Yeah, I don't care if they go. I don't care how much they pay, but the problem is with that salary cap, there's only so much you can pay. And when you go into luxury tax and all that, there's only so much you can pay. It's like if you pay $30 million for mids and you're giving Giannis, the max deal down the road, what type of talent are you going to have around these guys? I mean, are you going to have a good enough talent? Right now, they're living large because Giannis is only making $25 million, and Middleton is only making $14 million. So, Brogdon is on his, rookie contract. So when these contracts come due, that's going to be a real test if they can keep this nucleus together. There's other teams in other pro sports. Kansas City Chiefs are going to be faced that with their quarterback. the Rams are going to be faced with that their quarterback. There's other teams that are. We saw that with Seattle. Russell Wilson was making bargain basement money for a few years while the other guys around him. But once the quarterback comes due, we'll see what the other guys around him start making. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, Seattle has fallen off. Can the Bucs bring the talent, keep the talent and under the salary cap around Giannis?
All right. KJ tried to get on earlier. I railroaded him off the air. So we're going to do here what the other shows KJ calls in to do. We're just going to let you talk for 5 minutes, and I'm going to shop online.
Okay, nice. Middleton, if he recognizes that he is no more or no less than a role player on this team, he's not a max player. If he goes into contract negotiations with that realization, then I'll keep him. I mean, I would want to keep him. He's not a max player, Chuck. Players make their money in the playoffs. If he takes them to the NBA Finals and he's like averaging 25 points and this amount of assists and, you know, steal the whole gambit, fine.
So you and I agree.
You want to pay him max? No, yeah, but I agree right now he's not a max player.
Yeah.
He's a role player. He's no more than Bledsoe. He's no more than Brogdon. He's in the same category as those guys.
He's an all-star.
He's not an all-star.
Sorry, I'll just keep shopping for my Adirondack chairs. Continue.
Yeah, please do that. He's an all-star because Giannis and the Bucks are the number one team right now with the record. They had to have another guy. Like I said the other day, you could argue that Bledsoe or Brogdon could have been an all-star very easily over Middleton. He's not a plus defender. He's very sporadic when it comes to his offense, very inconsistent, you know, and you can't pay a guy max money that, I mean, he's not a clear number two option for a team.
No.
You know?
And if he was the number one option on your team's in trouble for making the playoffs.
Big time in trouble if Middleton, if a team makes a mistake and takes him and hopes that he's going to be their number one, even number two option, they're in big trouble. That's mm-hmm. why I said, if somebody offers him max, fine. Good luck. Have fun. You know, hope you make lots of money, but you're going to be on a bad team. You know what I mean? You're not going to be on a team like the Bucks are right now. So, I mean, look, Giannis can, like I said, can carry a team, just like LeBron did. LeBron carried that team, a bunch of slubs, to the NBA Finals. I think Giannis has that ability as well.
All right.
As long as he has good role players around him.
Submit.
And everybody order, understands what the role date. Is.
All right. I just ordered. I'm done shopping, so I'll engage with you now, KJ. Here's what I'm saying, though. Giannis and Middleton work well together. Like, maybe he's not a number one elsewhere, but he's a good number two with Giannis. Like, me and Chuck, right? This is seeming to work. But if we went and did another show with someone else...
No.
It might suck.
No, Middleton.
Maybe
is not
I'm
even
the
a
best when I'm
you.
With Freems, and Freems is the best when he's with me. But you're not going to pay us to go run our own show, or we're doing it with somebody else,
right?
You know
but
what I'm saying?
You guys are role players. You're both role players together, and you guys work off each other. Middleton is a guy that he works off of Giannis.
Freems, KJ just called you a role player.
I don't think he meant it in a disparaging way.
No, I did not. Thank you, Frames. I meant it like, look, Middleton is not a guy that's not going to, he's not going to take over a game. He just isn't that guy. So if you look at him, you have to look at him in a team concept.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's fine. But you're talking about paying him max money.
It's not my decision, KJ. Thank you. It's the way that everything's set up. Like, I'm not looking at the Bucks and putting them against the wall and say, Giannis is worth 40, Bledsoe's worth 15, Middleton's worth 18, Brogdon's worth 16, Lopez is worth 10. I'm looking at who becomes a free agent, when the money's available, what other teams are involved. That's how this is all getting. I'm not saying Chris Middleton is a $30 million player. I'm saying the way that this is lining up, you're going to have to pay Chris like $30 million to keep him.
Because you're saying Middleton just happened to be the guy that found him in the right spot at the right time.
He's also the guy that's been playing dirt cheap for you with his production for the last 4 years, and people were mad about that contract then because they didn't understand how the cap would go up, and so you've been mad about that for 5 years, and so you're mad about this.
Well, so he's in the right spot at the right time, as I was saying. He was in the right spot, the right time, the right player. He just happened to be the guy, and he's going to take advantage, which I don't blame him for, if he does get the max. Now, I'm still skeptical about that. I don't think he'll get the max from anybody. I'd be really surprised if he would get the max. I would. I don't see, like, if the New York Knicks miss out on KD or Kyrie or one of these others, if they sign Middleton as their second or one of their top free agents or their second best free agent, that's not going to do the Knicks any good. They need two top-level guys, and Middleton's not a top-level guy.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on The Fan. Frames, you get any Valentine's Day gift for Shannon yet?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Is that too personal?
If the place I would go, and if you're looking, making a home-cooked meal, is there anything better than that? You know, and Robert Specialty Meats is the first perfect place for that. Valentine's Day is Thursday. And you know what? There's a lot of things you could do, but a delicious meal that you can cook for her with fresh meats from Robert Specialty Meats always works. Paul Roberts, he knows how to cook the meat. He can tell you what to grill, what to make for her. He will help you make Valentine's Day a terrific day. It all starts with a terrific feast from Robert Specialty Meats. She'll love the USDA prime beef tenderloin steaks or the bacon wrap fillets. I know those two go very well in the Freeman household, the bacon wrap fillets and the prime beef tenderloins. Or you really want to get things going in your household, put an Al Capone pork roast. Man, you wouldn't believe it. You put the pork roast in the oven, and I'm telling you, some good things are about to happen in your household. Several meats, cheeses, and seasonings into one awesome meal is the Al Capone roast. And, of course, hey, if you're going to Valentine's Day, if you're going to Robert Specialty Meats for Valentine's Day and you're going to get the steaks, maybe she would love the brisket burgers. Maybe she would like the marinated chicken skewers. But you cannot leave Robert's by all means. You need to pick up at least 3 or 4 pounds of the Robert's ribs on a stick, man. Ribs on a stick. The sauce that he marinates that stuff in, that is special sauce. Not even his wife, not even his number one Valentine. His wife knows the type of juices and sauces that are soaked, that he soaks those ribs in. And he delivers to you each and every day at Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive. So, for your Valentine's feast for that lovely lady in your life, or just for, you know, grilling out this weekend, or, you know, for at night or whatever, Robert Specialty Meats is the place to go. Sunset Drive in Waukesha. You don't believe me? Check out their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. And a little secret, there's some money-saving coupons on that website. For the best in meats for this Valentine's Day, or I'm telling you what, any day in your house could be Valentine's Day when you stop off at Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
Can we do that now like we're on a morning zoo radio show?
In what way?
Like we got to do what just happened, only we have to be more, like, wacky and risky. So I'll be like, hey, guys out there, if you're looking for some Valentine's Day, Chuck wants to give you his meat. And then you say, oh, dip it in that special sauce.
Well, morning, I don't know what morning show does that, but, man.
I think ours should. That'll move some pot roast real quick.
I'll tell you, the Al Capone, you put that Al Capone roast in your oven, man.
Stick it. Stick that meat right in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I mean to roast. How about that, guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, that. I don't know if we sink to that level. I know we sink to low levels, but not maybe that level.
It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. You like that gossip, like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest. Clear your calendars, Frames. Now who can say that?
How's that?
May 25th, my man. Flo Rida coming to Miller Park, baby.
Okay. Is he the guy with the big clock on his stomach?
Oh, no. That's Flava Flav.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong one. I think Flo Rida, didn't he appear at one of the WrestleManias?
Yeah, he was at WrestleMania.
He sang at one of them?
Yeah, you're right. Good job.
Okay.
Flava Flav is not Flow Rider.
I'm kind of the Flava Flav of WSSP, the fan.
I've always thought so. And if you put Flo Rida's name together, Chuck, it says Florida, actually.
Oh, I knew that.
Because that's where he's from.
Hey, until like recently, that's what I used to call him. I thought it was always Florida. Florida's coming to
Florida's down? Coming to Miller Park May 25th, so I'm sure that'll be an event that...
That's part of the Brewers.
I believe Florida's actually a friend of Bill Michaels and the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I think they met at a Super Bowl party. He was telling the story. Yeah.
Florida?
I think we could ask him when he comes in. I believe he said that he was just standing up next to some guy and he was like, "Hey, I'm Bill Michaels." And he was like, "Hey, I'm Florida," or something like that.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Florida could come up to me and tell me he's Florida and I couldn't doubt him.
Right.
Because I wouldn't know what he looks like.
Which, have you ever actually, like, went out and pretended to be somebody, like, in your younger days, Chuck, like, to meet chicks back in the day?
Pretend I'm another...
Like another person.
TV person?
Yeah, you've been famous pretty much, I forget, like, your entire life. But when I was in my early 20s, and I'd go out downtown Chicago, I had a buddy, and he would tell girls that he was Corey Patterson, who is a former center fielder, leadoff man for the Chicago Cubs. And I would tell girls I'm Mark Pryor. And one time, these girls actually bought it. Crazy thing, Mark Pryor is like 6'5". He had like one calf was like the size of my entire body. And they believed it. Do you ever have to do anything like that? Or were you just so
well
known?
I was going to say, Mark, you're kind of small to be a pro athlete, Harvey.
I know, I'm like 5'10". That's what I'm saying. Mark Pryor is like 6'5".
I mean, now your friend who... went off as Corey Patterson. If he was a white guy, he'd really be fooled.
He was Asian. No, I'm kidding. He's a black guy.
Okay, he's a black guy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I never really did. I never really did. Bart, did you ever do that?
I go around town telling people I'm Bill Michaels all the time.
I tell them I'm Radio Joe, yeah.
Yeah, Horvat and I go out to cousins and I say, "I'm Big Unit, give me a pepperoni melt."
And they're like, "No, give us $20."
Yeah, no. No, I've never done that. But I was going to ask you guys this. Have you ever like gone to a concert or to an event? See, I feel I'm like a horrible significant other in this sense.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Like Shannon.
Oh, I'll give an example first, I guess.
Shannon will come, like if I wanted to go see, I like classic country. If I want to go see a classic country artist like Larry Gatlin, let's say. She would go. I was going to go up to a concert up to the Rapids of last year, see Larry Gatlin, a country music star from the 80s. Mm-hmm. She has no interest, but she went and she liked it, and she would go. But she would do that for me. Now, if she wanted to go to a concert that I didn't want to go see, I'm not so sure I would do that. Would you guys do that?
So you're asking two guys, you're asking at the age of, how old are you, 50-something?
52.
You're telling me you've never gone to something you didn't want to go to?
No, I'm not saying I haven't, but I'm like a concert. Like if she said she wanted to go see Florida, I would have no interest in going.
May 25th at Miller Park.
But I feel though she would go to a concert that she didn't want to go to, but if I wanted to go.
So why is it fair for her to go and not you to go?
It isn't. That's why I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, I actually, Chuck, I relate to you way too much, which is kind of scary. I feel like we're almost the same person.
I'm Chuck Freeman.
I'm a younger version of you or something. I'm the same way. Amanda does everything. I mean, we go to Packers games. We went to the game against the Niners in the wild card a couple years ago when it was supposed to be like negative 45 degrees. She's like 5 foot, like 115 pounds at the time, and I'm like, "Hey, we're going to go to this game." No problem with it. She brings up like a reunion tour for like the Backstreet Boys or anything like that, and I'm like, "Can't do it. Nope. I'll pay, and you and your sister could go. There's no way I'm going to it." So I completely agree with you.
Well, and then she doesn't want to go because I'm not going, and then I feel bad because she doesn't want to go because she's not going. Although a couple years ago I went to Carrie Underwood, I was like lukewarm about it.
Well,
but it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, she's smoking hot. So like, if Amanda calls me and she's like, "Hey, I want to go see Britney Spears in Vegas," I'm like, "I'm down." Plus, Britney Spears follows me on Twitter.
She does. I mean, I don't want to see Britney Spears sing. If she was going to take her clothes off, I'd be okay with it.
Is she one of those like Taye Diggs that follows everybody?
No, she actually doesn't follow everybody. I think she's just a big fan of the college basketball show, which you could catch on Noon at 2 on Sports. Radio 105.7.
Anthony Scaramucci follows me on Twitter.
Here's the way I'm going to read Bart in this situation.
Yeah.
If Bart wants to go to a game and his significant other, Nicole, doesn't want to go, she's not going to go.
Right.
She's going to give him a hard no.
Right.
And then Bart will go with her buddy or someone else.
Correct.
But I think Bart would reverse. Bart would suck it up and go if she wanted to go somewhere.
I guess it would depend on what it was. I mean, what have we really gone to that I haven't liked? We go to things that we like together. I get made fun of for this all the time, which I don't understand why. I like to go antiquing.
What is that?
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
We go to Antiques on Pierce like once a month.
You know, going to a rummage sale.
Have you ever been to that place? It's huge. It's four floors of antiques.
Yeah. Because you know what? You might find something good sports related in a place like that.
The last time I went to an antique shop, I bought Gulf War cards for $4.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what you're going to find there? So I'm not going to blast you for that. But
are you messing with me right now?
No, I love antiquing.
I don't.
No, he said that before.
Hardy. Isn't that when you like dump dust on people's heads or something? Isn't there like antiquing? I'll look it up on YouTube.
That sounds more like a sex act, Ryan.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah, we don't go that far.
I guess I'm just uncultured. What is antiquing?
We just go to antique stores. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
We just like to go to antique stores.
You're talking about like some of those places in central Wisconsin that's got those antique stores out in front of their houses.
Well, hell, you guys should start hanging out with my wife. You could call her up, pick her up on Saturday.
Chick's antique.
Well, I'm not saying I want to do that every day, but if she told me she wanted to do that, I'd be okay with it.
You want to antique?
Me?
Do you and I go antique together?
No. I'm saying if Shannon told me she wanted to do that, I would be okay with it.
Chuck, let's go to Antiques on Pierce, find the coolest sports things we can, and like do a little show about it.
Let's do it.
That's some social media content people always crave.
And it's another place we've given a free plug to.
Yeah, well, that place is great. Our boss has been telling us to do Instagram TV for a year and a half. I don't even know what it is still. I don't even look it up. But oh. I guess we could do Instagram TV.
Okay.
And we could do Facebook Live.
We could do that sometime.
Chuck and Bart go antiquing.
Sounds like an episode of Always Sunny.
We could do that sometime.
We can go over to Farm Girl downtown. We could go there.
And then we could do what Horvat says is antiquing.
We could dump dirt on each other's head or whatever.
We do that 4 hours figuratively anyway. So
yeah, I found it on YouTube. I'll post it. Antiquing. So it's with flour. Yeah. All right.
So Horvat, if your wife wanted to go to like Backstreet Boys, you'd be like, hard no.
Well, you know what? Backstreet Boys, that's a terrible example because I actually kind of like the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, anything like that. Like, I'm in. But if she calls me and she's like, we're going to Celine Dion in Vegas, I'm like, okay, I'll be at Caesars at the tables. I'll catch you, you know, around 1 a.m.
Yeah. I would not let her go by herself.
Well, no, because then, well, yeah. See, Celine Dion, I may, because I don't think too many people are going to be hitting on her. She's singing My Heart Goes On. But yeah, why wouldn't you let her go by yourself? Just because you'd feel bad or because?
I feel bad.
Okay.
I feel bad. I feel bad. No, but she went, Luke Bryan was at Summerfest. And she went to go see Luke Bryan.
Oh, you can suck it up and go to Luke Bryan.
What's that?
You can suck that up and
I want to see Luke Bryan.
See, here's my main question I always ask, all right? Number one.
See, Bryan Adams.
Are there TVs? Because I dabble a little bit in gambling, and I'll probably have, like, Kansas +7 that I'll need to watch. Number two, is there alcohol involved? That needs to be. So, like, Luke Bryan, I'm in, because people at country concerts just get hammered. Yeah, I've been to two country concerts, didn't make it into either. I went to Kenny Chesney, sold my ticket, like, 5 minutes before the show, and then I went to another one where I actually spent the entire concert in a drunk tank, but we don't got to get into all that.
Wow. Orva.
Okay. All right.
I was like 18.
So, you would somewhat make the sacrifice.
Yeah, I guess the answer is yes.
Okay. Okay.
But
more
commonly, my wife and I have a lot of the same activities. If we ever leave the house, it's to go antiquing, and we also hate to leave the house and like to watch TV. So it's pretty much... It works out pretty well.
See, I feel like the same way with Shannon. She likes the same music. She likes the golf. She likes to go to sporting events. She likes to do these things that I like to do. So that works out fine. There's rarely a thing that she likes. Like, she likes Chinese food. I don't. So she'll eat. I have no interest in going to a Chinese restaurant. But she'll go when I'm not around.
So you're saying you're a little bit country and she's a little bit rock and roll?
But we have a common bond for a lot of other things.
But not Chinese.
Now, my second wife.
It's a good fact-finding mission.
Now, my second wife always wanted to go see Bon Jovi. I had no interest in going to Bon Jovi, and she'd always get pissed because I didn't want to go see Bon Jovi.
Oh, is that why you hate Bon Jovi?
No, I just never have liked Bon Jovi.
It is.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go back then, and I wouldn't go today. I wouldn't go, and I don't look back and say, God, I shouldn't have gone. I didn't want to go.
If you liked Bon Jovi, you think you guys would still be together?
No.
Bon Jovi and softball, that's all they did?
No, I was a donator for that relationship.
Chuck
I was
and Winkler.
Really a donator.
Oh, God. All right. Well, speaking of Valentine's Day, I've got no transition here. I've been antiqued dirt all over my head. Valentine's Day is coming up in just a couple of days. Do not forget about it, guys. I've been trying to warn you and remind you for weeks. It is just in a couple of days. You can still get your order in by Valentine's Day. Head to Sherry's Berries. You don't have Bon Jovi in common, but you want to keep wife number two, get her some berries from Sherry's Berries. You can check it out. Beautiful, thick, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark white chocolate. She will love every bite. Make sure you order enough that you can have some too. I just ordered mine. We usually get the 6-pack. I ordered 12 so that I could eat some of those as well. I like the chocolate ones with the chocolate chips on them the most. They're always fresh, 100% guarantee from Sherry's Berries regarding that. Valentine's Day, just in a couple of days. So send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. It all starts, guys, at just $19.99 plus the shipping and handling. You can order now and make Valentine's Day really special. Add a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter Winkler at checkout. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and enter Winkler order today. Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Earlier in the show, we started off, as we always do after a Bucks game, a.k.a. a Bucks win. We talked about the Bucks beating the Bulls last night, and then we were looking at this article that was ranking starting fives in the NBA, and the Bucks fourth in the Bleacher Report article that we've tweeted out at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You also had the Raptors and the Sixers ahead of them in that article, and then the Warriors were number one. I want to take that and mash it with something that LeBron James said the other day in response to the trade deadline. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath with us, our producer. Those teams in the East, yeah, they're all going for it, LeBron James said. Toronto's going for it, Milwaukee's going for it, Philly, Boston, they believe they can do it too. They know they ain't got to go through Cleveland anymore. Everybody in the East thinks they can get to the finals because they ain't got to go through me. So a question I threw out the other day and I wanted to ask you guys is if you had the rest of the East as it stands, we'll take Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston all out of the equation because they are the top teams, Philadelphia as well. But if you took these other teams, the rosters as it stood, and added LeBron James to it, would that team then instantly become the Eastern Conference front runner to go to the finals, or would it still be maybe the Bucks or the Raptors?
Oh, I mean, not only that, it would. You add LeBron to any team, and they're the NBA champions. I mean, you end up to any of the contenders in the Eastern Conference, they're a contender automatically. Yeah, I mean, if you added LeBron to the Bucks, they'd beat Golden State. They would win the Eastern Conference Finals. They probably maybe lose maybe one or two games in the postseason, or any of these other teams. Yeah, LeBron, you add LeBron to any team of those four or five teams, automatically they'd become champions.
All right, I agree with that. Now let's go further down in the East and tell me if you think this team with LeBron would be the favorite in the East. So we'll bypass the top five, the Bucks, the Raptors, Pacers, Sixers, and Celtics, mm-hmm. And then the next one we have is the Nets. So if you take D'Angelo Russell, Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, Jarrett Allen, and then throw LeBron James in there, are they the front runners in the East to get out of the playoffs? They'll be the 5 or 4 seed or whatever. Are they the front runners to get through the East, the Brooklyn Nets, with LeBron currently as they are, plus LeBron?
Yes, they're a 500 team right now. Yes. Yeah, they're the favorites in the East.
You think so, Horvath?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think any team with LeBron, I mean, we've kind of seen it for the last, what, two decades nearly.
I mean, you got to look at what they did last year with that Cavs team that was so bad.
Yeah.
But then I look at the way that the see, this year might be different. I'm not just trying to be a homer with this comment, but I feel like the Bucks would match up well. I go back to the year that everybody was like, okay, LeBron's going to the finals again, and this is about a decade ago now, and Dwight Howard and that Magic team beat him because they just matched up so good. It was just Dwight Howard surrounded by shooters. So you double-team Dwight Howard, who was in his prime at the time, in the block. He'd kick it out, and guys were knocking down shots. So I feel like this year it might be a little bit different, but yeah, I think you'd still have to.
He's the one guy in the NBA. I mean, you could have your James Hardens, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Curry, Durant, Embiid, any of those guys, but the only guy who will significantly change the balance of anything right now is LeBron. Until we see a little dip off in his game, LeBron is still the ultimate.
Yeah, and Russell's really good, so I think they're the favorites, yeah.
All right, so the Hornets are 27-29, currently the seventh seed. Add LeBron to Kemba, Jeremy Lamb, Nick Batum, Marvin Williams, Cody Zeller. That team's coming out of the East.
Oh, absolutely.
How about the Miami Heat?
Add him with
Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, Josh Richardson, Kelly Olynyk, Hassan Whiteside.
That's a good team. I saw them compete with Golden State, got screwed on a couple of calls in the end. I think Detroit, too. You add him to the Pistons.
Goran Dragic will come back. They've got Wade.
Yep. Ask them to Detroit or Miami, and both of those teams are catapulting to the front of the Eastern Conference.
That Heat team with LeBron takes the Bucks in a seven-game series?
Ooh, no.
Oh, yes.
I might draw the line at the Heat.
I don't think so, man.
Miami, you had LeBron to Dwayne Wade and Winslow.
Winslow, Waiters, Richardson, Olynyk, Whiteside.
I mean, Spoelstra's
Richardson's good.
Pretty good at defending Giannis.
And then Dragic. Yeah.
But again, it's because of LeBron. I mean, LeBron is the equalizer, man.
See, I need to see this Bucks team in the playoffs, too, because everybody's talking about like how Brook Lopez is going to be schemed out. He's not going to be able to be on the floor during the playoffs. Like, it's a whole new beast. I need to see this team together, at least for a round, I feel, before I start talking playoffs. But as far as regular season goes, in odds in Vegas, I think, I think LeBron in Miami, even if he goes back, I think they're still the favorites.
Well, you know, you said it, and I've been saying that for months. The ultimate test is the postseason for all these teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, they're sailing along right now. Let's see what happens once they get to that second round.
What about the Magic?
I think they win like 45, 50 games. I don't think
Yeah, the Orlando, no. I mean, they beat the Bucks the other night, but they had to play very well, and Terrence Ross was out of his mind. So I wouldn't think Magic, but I think they could win, like I'm with Horby there, 45, 50 wins.
What about the Wizards? No John Wall, but you have Satoransky, Beal, Ariza, Portis, Thomas Bryant, of course, Jabari Parker, and LeBron.
Terrible. They get to the playoffs.
LeBron and Bradley Beal? Trevor Ariza knocking down threes?
No. No.
Portis swinging at Mirotic's face?
No.
With the Wizards with LeBron, I'm going to take the Wizards in a seven-gamer.
Give me a healthy John Wall, and I'm going to put them as the favorites.
I might take the Wizards. Wizards already played the Bucks tough.
If you add Wall to it, if you add Wall to these guys, they're top eight team.
Without Wall, no. Yeah, I don't know. I still think they'd get in the playoffs. I think they'd be like a four.
LeBron,
or five.
Beal, Ariza?
They get the playoffs. They get in the playoffs, but you add if Wall was on this team, they'd for sure be in the playoffs. And, you know, you had LeBron and Wall, they'd challenge Golden State.
How about the Pistons? Reggie Jackson, Bruce Brown, Wayne Ellington, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, LeBron James.
Yeah.
They'd be the best team in the East. Lineup right there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of muscle in that lineup. They'd be best tremendous on the boards, I'll tell you that. I don't know who's rebounding against that
team. The only team I don't think he can make a playoff team right now is the New York Knicks. They are just so bad.
What about the Bulls?
I don't think Jesus Christ can make the Bulls a playoff team.
No, I disagree. Bulls got some talent.
Don LaVine, Porter, Markkanen, Robin Lopez?
No, the Bulls got some talent. You add LeBron to the Bulls, and yes, they'd be the best team in the East.
What about the Hawks? Trae Young?
Nah, not yet.
No.
John Collins is good.
No.
What about the Cavs?
No.
You have to say yes to the Cavs.
Well, I guess.
He did it last year.
If Kevin Love's healthy. Tristan Thompson's healthy.
And then you add Colin Sexton.
Yes. Yeah.
They might actually be better.
Cavs get the postseason.
The Knicks, they got Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, LeBron James.
They lost 17 in a row.
Any team in the East, I think if you put LeBron, they're a top 3-4 seed. You just swung me on that. Yeah. Like he can even go to Cleveland.
He did that last year's Cavs team was worse than any of these teams. They were so bad.
That's true.
Well, have the Knicks even won in 2019 yet?
No.
Oh, no, I don't think they have.
No, they're
When's the last
records.
Time they won? Before Christmas?
Well, hold on. The Bucks? Maybe somebody was going to talk about that next segment.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get into that next segment. Ryan Horvat will tell us what we missed here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Interesting exercise, though, if you guys go through these lineups and try to figure out what they look like with LeBron. It just shows how good he is. You want to talk about good? Let's talk about Perkins real quick. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, available for just $6.99. 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, 4 slices of bacon, and crispy hash browns, all for just $6.99. All right, so it's still snowing, and you got to take care of that today. Look forward to maybe the weekend. Look forward to even tonight when things settle down a bit. You don't want to cook a meal. We've talked about that. So go out to Perkins, get one for the whole family. Tonight is a Tuesday. Kids do eat free after 4 o'clock. Tuesdays and Saturdays, you get a meal, and your kid will get a free meal, free kids meal, Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza is available then. It's available all day, but only for a limited time. I am not sure how long it will go for, but I do not think it goes into March. So if you're thinking about that, this weekend, maybe one more weekend, if you're going to get this breakfast deal, you got to do it soon. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, 3 eggs. Done how you like, 4 pancakes, 4 slices of bacon, and crispy hash browns. Check it out at any Perkins in southeastern Wisconsin.
Dennis Smith dribbled into the left corner. He launched a contested three. That was no good. That was when the Cavaliers hang on and win it by the final of 107-104.
So the Cavs win. Who cares, right? Well, the Knicks lost, and they lost again. We were talking about it before the break. Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvat, not a good stretch of basketball for the Knicks there, bud.
No, they set a single-season franchise record last night. They've lost 17 in a row. They lose last night 107-104 to the Cavs. Their last win, Chuck, January 4th against the Lakers.
Oh, man. I probably was on the Knicks that day.
They're 10-46.
Yeah, just awful.
I mean, I get what they're trying to do.
Well, they're tanking, too.
Right.
And they're tanking.
What happens, though, if this all ends up working out? They get Durant, Kyrie Irving, and then they draft Zion Williamson with the number one pick.
Yeah.
We need to do something about this in the NBA, in my opinion.
What's that? The tanking and then getting these players?
Tanking, especially bigger market teams like a New York tanking when you know they have a shot at getting free agents. Like, you shouldn't be allowed. And I know that there's really nothing you could do about it, and I know it's just me complaining in a smaller market, but it's just kind of BS that New York might end up signing. They have enough money to sign 2 free agents, big-name free agents. They have the market size to do it, and they could end up with the number one overall pick.
Well, the Knicks haven't got it right for so many years, and they'll find a way to screw this up, too. I mean, their ownership there, they pack Madison Square Garden every night for bad basketball for so many years. So mm-hmm. What incentive do they really have when they're already making money mm-hmm. with the Knicks because the place is full every night?
Yeah, I completely agree. I always have felt like, I don't know how you guys feel about this, that New York basketball just in general, like Madison Square Garden, Rucker Park, that's all cool and whatnot. They produce great players, but New York basketball, in my opinion, severely overrated. I mean, what have the Knicks ever done? Let's talk about the 90s, right? They couldn't get past Michael Jordan. He finally goes away for a while. You can't get past the Rockets. You make all those big moves, Allen Houston, that year that you tried to bring in Reggie Miller, couldn't do it. But, they make the free agent moves, the Larry Johnsons of the world, and they never do anything with it. They just never could get past the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, the New Jersey Nets had a short little run there with Kidd, but their run wasn't very long, and you know, Brooklyn hasn't been a non-factor uh-huh. since the Nets moved to Brooklyn, so I don't know.
That's why I laugh when everybody's like, well, Wisconsin's not a basketball state. And then you guys talk about New York, and I'm like, what have you ever won? Real quick, some breaking news, actually. He's been out of the league for a while, but Chris Bosh, can't speak English today, officially calling it a career. He said, that part of my life is over. I've made the decision not to pursue it anymore. He's told that to The Ringer.
Isn't he retired like 6 times?
Well, he was trying to make a comeback because he had that rare
Lyme disease.
Yeah, he had something going on. And so he was playing great basketball because LeBron had left Miami. Bosh was averaging like 26-14, and then he found out that he had this mm-hmm. and had to sit out the rest of the year. He was trying to make a comeback. Now he's just giving it up. And then lastly, some big news from last night, maybe big news, kind of overshadowed now. Russell Westbrook, 10 consecutive triple-doubles. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's mark of 9 straight, which was all the way back in 1968. Do you guys even care about triple-doubles anymore, though, in today's NBA?
I just feel like Giannis is always like a point short, or not a point short in the a point total, but I mean like a rebound or an assist short on triple doubles. That's a nice stat to have. He got a little different than Wilt. Wilt was right underneath the basket. You know, Westbrook's got a little harder for Westbrook as a guard to get a triple double, I feel.
Yeah, I think the day that we start belittling triple doubles, then we're going to get a little greedy. Didn't George have one too last night?
Yeah, and another thing about Paul George.
Man, 47, 12, and 10?
Yeah.
God, he's good.
He's got to be number two behind Giannis in MVP.
He's taken it to a different level. He's definitely surpassed James Harden.
Like, if Giannis misses out MVP to Paul George, I'll say, okay, fine. But if he misses out to James Harden, I will be mad.
And I'm glad you guys brought up James Harden, because he also scores 30 points last night, 30 consecutive games.
Lockdown defense on Dirk, too.
I think Paul George, what he's doing, more impressive than James Harden. But
I agree.
Not as impressive as Giannis. They take Giannis out of that game last night, which, you know, we haven't talked about that. Man, that was a risky move. 6-minute mark, they took Giannis out of the game. And if they would have lost that game, man, Bud would have taken some heat for that one.
I've got some AAF news. The Memphis Express have signed Jamarcus Russell.
Have they really, though? Because this was all over the internet last night, and it was a false report. So are we sure on this?
Boy, do we even care?
I don't know, but it's fun to say. Oh, no.
Jamarcus Russell.
Maybe that's not true. Who cares? I like it.
I would like to see Jamarcus Russell play football.
I'm still buying a Jamarcus Russell Memphis jersey, so you can't stop me.
Okay.
All right, so whether he's actually signed or not, I'm still doing it.
You're just going to create one yourself?
Do you have a favorite team yet in the AAF? I'm kind of digging that Arizona team.
I already forgot all the teams. I'm not going to lie.
I don't even know who's in the league.
No clue.
I think Salt Lake City. Don't they have a team?
I like the team with Trent Richardson.
Yeah,
how does Salt Lake City have a team?
Stallions. What? Mormons spend money too, dude.
Well, they have it over the years.
They also hate Dennis Rodman.
Professional sports.
I mean, they do give half to their church, but whatever. Okay, that's about enough for us today. Okay.
Pissed off the Mormons.
Bill Michaels up next. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Matt Velasquez here at 8 o'clock. Frames, be safe. Have a good one.
See you guys.
All you guys as well. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.